Okay, so we're going to be on the Sugya on end of Chafaf and Beis, Chafiz and Aleph. We're going to look at the Machlokas Rashi Tos there in Shan and Gemara. Go from there to Machsia Machlokas Yishonim, how to understand the role of the Kiyor in the Mikdash, and bring that back, try to see how Rashi and Tosos fit into that Machlokas. So the Gemara starts bottom of Chafaf and Beis. Gufa Amar Biosi Rabbi Chanina Kol Kiyor Sheimbo Kidei Lekadosh Arba Kohanim Mimenu Ein Mekadshimbo. So Chanina says any Kiyor that doesn't have the Shir Kidei Lekadosh Arba Kohanim, so you cannot use that. In terms of what exactly this means, so the Sasemes already on Yatesem Aves, where this Gemara first came up, is the Daik from Rashi over there, that it's not a Shir in the quantity of Mayim, but rather a Shir in the Kli, Medayik and Rashi there, She'ein Machzik Mayim, Kishir Arba Kiddushin, that Rashi holds you need the Kli to be the size that could hold that amount of water. However, if you look at the Gemara over here on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, once Reish Lakish says his din, Kol Mashal Mei Mikva, Mashal Mei Kior, so there Rashi says, L'shir Dalek Kohanim, seems pretty clear that the Shir Dalek Kohanim is a din in the Mayim. The Ram also, in Parakei B'yis Mikdash, is also pretty clear that the shear dal kohanim is a din in the mayim, that it has to be the amount of mayim to wash for kohanim's hand. The Gemara says, what's the makor for that? Shenemar, Rochtu Mimenu Moshe Aaron Ubanov. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from the Miluim. Rashi explains how Moshe is a Kohen, Aaron plus two of his sons. The Kesef Mishnah of the Rambam says that even though Aaron at this time had, Nadab and Aviv were still alive, and he had four sons, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Diyuk is based off the fact that it doesn't say Kol Banav, it just says Banav. If I find the Rambam, quotes the Pasuk from his Girsa, apparently was the Pasuk from Kisisa, where it just says Aaron Ubanav. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei Kol Keilin Mekachin, Bein Sheish Ben Revius, Bein, Shein Ein Ben Revius, Ubil Vachiu Klisharis. So the Gemara asks, and we'll go with how Rashi learns for now. Rashi says that you're telling me, Rabbi Yossi, that you can only use a Kior that has a shir kedei lekadosh arba kohanim. We have a brisa that says kol kelim any kli sharis could be mekadosh. Rashi says mayim shenis kadosh behem lekadosh as hayidayim resar galim. You could use the any kli is mekadosh the mayim inside of that kli to mekadosh the water for yadayim regalim. Bein shen revius whether they bein sheish ben revius bein shein ben revius doesn't matter how big it is, what kind of, let's say, the shir mayim it could hold, as long as it is a kli sharis. So the Gemara answers, Amar v'adam aracha v'kodeach v'socho, that brisa is referring to this case of kodeach, which Rashi explains means he makes a hole in the kior and he sticks the kli into it, and even though that kli is tiny, it doesn't have the shear, he could still use it. What exactly is the chiddush of kodeach according to Rashi? So if you look in the Achronim, you see both ways in terms of what Rashi held the shear dal kohanim was. If you look at the Brisker Rav over here, he's assuming that the shear dalek kohanim is a shear in the mayim, so he learns that kodeach, the chiddush of kodeach, was that even if the two kalim between themselves don't have, each one doesn't actually have the shear dalek kohanim, but they're mitzarif together to be counted as one kli that contains the shear. The Chavetz Chaim has a different shot, more of, he focuses on the structure of the kli. He says that even if the smaller kli is not firmly attached to the kior, we could still say that it's mitzarif to be physically part of the kli, and you'll have the right shear. So that's how Rashi learns kodeach. So Rashi says, kodeach dovno shel kior b'tocho b'socho kli katan muktzasa l'chutz v'yonik mimei kior motzi. So Rashi says, if you're going to use a kli that doesn't have the proper shear for dalet kohanim, you can only do that if it's kodeach. Abul ba'apei nafshe, but you know shear arba kohanim. Rashi says that if you're going to use another kli sharis that's not connected to the kior at all, so then you have to use, then it has to have the size of the shear dalid kohanim. So it comes out, at this stage of the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Brisa is telling us a chiddush, that besides for the kior, you can use other kli sharis for kiddush adayim reglayim. You can only use a small kli that's kodeach, and you can use, and a kli that's not part of the kior, it has to have enough water for kohanim. So on that chiddush of the brisa, that any kli sharis is roi to mekadosh the mayim for kiddush adayim raglayim, the Gemara asks the next question. Tosa is going to argue on that, but that's how Rashi learns the next question of Havi Menu. That's going back on the Chiddush of the Brisa, right? Rashi says, "Dira Mas Havi Menu Ksiv Masis and Parach the Amar Kol Kli Sharis Ruin Lehin LeKadosh." So the Gemara asks, "What do you mean? How could you do that? Havi Menu Amar Rachmana? How could you use another Kli Sharis to be Kadosh the Mime for Kiddush Dar Meglaim?" The Torah says, "Mimenu, you have to use the Kior." The Gemara answers, "Yerchasu Larabos Kli Sharis." We have a Reboy to say that that it's not only the Kior that you could use. You can use any Kli Sharis, because the Pasuk right after the seed was given to build the Kior, so it repeats it again, Rachsu Mimenu, so the extra time that it says Rachsu is a Reboy to tell that, to teach us that any Kli Sharis can be Kaddish, Kiddush, Adayim, Raglayim. So, we'll come back to Tosos' Mahalach and the Gemara later, but for now, focusing on Rashi, I want to ask two questions. It comes out from the Sugya, according to Rashi, that there are two possible ways for Kiddush, Adayim, Raglayim to be done, either from the Kior, or from another Kli Sharis that has a Shir Dalad Kohanim. And the question I want to ask is, what's the relationship between those two ways of doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Is there an Ikir here? Is there a Lechachila here? Or no, they're both the same, doesn't matter. You could either do the Kior or the Kli Sharis. The second question on Rashi, we'll go to Tosos, is Tosos' question in Dira Masim Vahami Menu. So again, Rashi had learned that Vahami Menu is going on the Kiddush of the Bryce, so that any Kli has the ability is Roy for a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So Tosos asks, if that's the case, right, quotes Peirshak Kuntris, and Masnisan Parach, the Amar Kol Kli Shoyis Ruin Lakadish, Vikasha, the Tikshalay Masnisan, Diyoma, Diktani, the Kohen Gazal Makadish, Bekitan Shalzav. So in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and Gilma Bays, when the Mishnah is highlighting the differences on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol than the whole year, so one of those is that the whole year he would, according to the Tanakhama, he would be Makadish Adayim from the Kior, and today he used a Kiton Sholzav. So says Tosos, if Rashi's right, that the Gemara is questioning, asking the fact that another Kli Sharis is Roy for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, so the Gemara should have asked this in Yuma when the Mishnah is saying that the Kohen Gadol could be Mekadosh from a Kiton Sholzav. The Gemara should ask there, well, what do you mean? How could he do that? Probably Menuxiv, but it doesn't. So we want to know, well, so the second question for now is, how does Rashi answer up that Kasha from Yuma? So, to answer these questions, we'll go out from the sugi here to explore two issues regarding the Kior. One, what's the general status of the Kior in the Mikdash? What is the purpose of the Kior? And what's the relationship of the Kior to the other clay Mikdash? Is it just a Hechsher? It's just so the Kohanim can be Shalom Rochla Tidai Braglaim? Or no, there's something more fundamental to the Kior, and possibly that would be a reason why you should do Kiddush Raglayim from the Kior than other Kalim. So in terms of understanding the relationship between the Kior to other Kalim, so we'll see Machlokes Rishonim, but I found it fascinating that already in the Pesukim themselves, you see like a kind of tension, ambiguity regarding the Kior status in comparison to the other Klei Mikdash. Right? When you open up the Chumash to Parshas Truma, when Moshe is first given the Tzivoy of the Binyan Kalim in the Mikdash, so the one Kli besides the Mizbeach HaKtoros, it's not there, is the Kior. The Kior is absent from that initial Tzivoy to build the clay Mikdash. Where is the Tzivoy given? In Parshas Kisisa, right? The Kior has its own Parsha. Moshe is given a separate Tzivoy to build the Kior. But yet, when you look at the Pesukim immediately following the Tzivoy to build the Kior, when Hashem tells Moshe to make the Shemen HaMishcha to be Mekadish, the Mishkan, all the clay Mikdash, so there the Kior is counted with the rest of the Kalim, right? The Torah says in Pasuk Avom, Mashachtavo es Almoid, es Arnas Eidos, es Ashulchum, es Kol Kilov, es Aminor, es Kelov, es Mizvacha Ketoris. And then in Pasuk Avches, Mizvacha Ola, es Kol Kilov, es Kior, es Kano. So here you have the Kior placed with the other Kalim. Then in Parshas Vayakel, in the first Aliyah there, when Moshe gathers Kali Yisrael together to tell them the things that Hashem commanded to be built. So there, again, Moshe lists the Kior with the other clay Mikdash. So here you have in two places where the Kior is put on the same list as the clay Mikdash. So the question is, which one is it? Is the Kior its own thing? It's separate from the other clay Mikdash, or it is fundamentally it's part of that group. So the answer to that question seems to be the Machlokas Rishonim. So comes the Sfarno, who's very clear about this, and Thornton Parshski Sisa, and he's coming to explain why is the Kior written separately from the other Klei Mikdash, and he says it's coming to teach us that the Kior is fundamentally different than the other Kalim. So the The first step here is that the Sforno has his theory on the whole tachlis of the mikdash, and the kelim is hashras hashchina. The Sforno in back in Parshas Truma, when the Torah says gechosh, when Hashem says gechosh, sherni mareus chos tavis hamishkan as tavis kol kelim chin tasu. So says the Sforno, what's the goal here? Eshkol meinayim lekabel tfilasim avodasim osa oven shani maruscha shechanis bahar al peroches bein shnei akuvim. With what? Im tamas hamishkan vim tamas kol kelim. So according to the Sforno, you need both the tamas hamishkan and the kelim to bring to this hashras hashchina that was on Har Sinai. And then again on the chin tasu, right? You should do this. So it's both the kelim and the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash that lead to Hasras Hashchina. But says the Sforno and Kisisa that's by some of the kelim, but by the Kior. He also, and Mizbeach HaKtoras, according to this one, is also an exception to this. Says the Sforno, it's not coming to bring to Hashras Hashchina. Stam, just a hechsher to get the Kohanim ready for Avodah, but doesn't play the same role as the other Kalim in bringing out Hashras Hashchina. I think he said, yeah, if you look over there, he says because it's like it's a dessert. Like once Hashem has come, so it's Roy to be Mechayev the Melech after he's come and accepted the Karbanos to give him like a type of dessert. I think that's what he was saying. Yeah, if you look, he says it over there. What? Right. Okay, the Chizkuni, the Rebbe Orleans, and the Bechor Shor also, they say the same idea, they use the Lashon Hechsher Mitzvah, that the Kiyur is written separately to teach that it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah. So again, so just to sum up, so the Sforno is telling us the purpose of the Klei Mikdash is to bring Hasras Hashchina, but the purpose of the Kiyur was just the Hechsher to make the Kohanim ready for the Avodah. But comes the Rambam and the Chinuch, and they seem to view the Kiyur as fundamentally the same as the other Klei Mikdash. Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, by the Mitzvah Vinyan Beis HaBechira, so he says the Mitzvah is Livnos Beis L'Shem Hashem. Chomer Shniyah Makriv M'Shem Karbonos Avil. Okay, we'll come back to that later. So then he says V'Zos HaMitzvah Koles Imo HaKelim HaTzricham V'Veis El HaVoda Kigon HaMenorah V'Ashulchan V'Zveach V'Chol Shar Kelim Kulam. He says including the Mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash is the other Kelim. So assuming Chol Shar Kelim Kulam, definitely very inclusive language there. Includes the Kiyur, so he's saying that the mitzvah to building the Kiyur also is part of, is definitional to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam is even clear about this regarding the Kiyur. The Rambam puts the Kiyur as part of the Klei Mikdash. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, both in the Sharashim and in Mitzvah Sasei Chaf, so he says Mitzvah Chaf, he should Tivano Livnos Beis HaBechir La'Avoda, and then included in that, right, he says at the end, Kvar Biyarnu, referring to the Sharashim, Shizah Kol Kol Midim Rabim Shema Menorah VaShulchan VaMizbeach VeZulasam Kul Michalke HaMikdash VaKol Yirka Mikdash. So again, assuming that VeZulasam is including the Kiyur, the Rambam is clearly saying that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash includes building the Kelim. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam spells this out clear in Perek Aleph Hilchos Beis HaBechira Halacha Vav. So the Rambam writes Osin BeMikdash Shiva Kelim. Right, specifically seven kelim, mizbeach ol shar karbonos, ket sheol in bol mizbeach, mekomo fei ulam hashal chadarim, v'kiyur v'kano. Right, he counts the kiyur and the kan both as the shiva kelim that make up that are definitional to their being a beis hamikdash. What's the marker for the Rambam? So the Radvaz says silly. It's from the pasuk itself in Parshas Truma. When Hashem says also we make up a shachanti b'sofam, so what does it say right after? Kechol asher nimaros chas tamis hamishkan ves tamis kol kelim. The chen tasu included in vasuli mikdash is both the tamis hamishkan and the tamis kelim. Now, just to note, the minchas chinuch wanted to argue that the Rambam does not hold that the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah that building the kelim is part of the mitzvah of building the beis hamikdash. The Minchas Chinuch want to argue that the Chinuch, that's the Chinuch Shita, but not the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch's Diyuk was based on what the Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Hey. I don't think I put that on the sheet, but in Halacha Hey there, so the Rambam starts off by saying, Elohim Varmshin Iker B'Binyan Abayis. he lists the different what makes up the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, Osin bo Kodesh Kadashim, Osin bo Kodesh for Kodesh Kadashim. Fine, Bechuli, and then at the end he says, Vakol Nikra Mikdash. This is called the Mikdash. And only then, in Alach Avav, does he say, Vosin Shiva Kalim. So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to be Medayik from there, that if the Rambam held that the Asiyas HaKalim are part of the Mikdash, then he should have put those three, that phrase, Vakol Nikra Mikdash, after Osin Shiva Kalim. Why did he put it right before? Why did he put it right after delaying the Binyan Habayis? So, number one, this seems to be difficult in light of what the Rambam says clearly in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in two places already, that there is a mitzvah to the part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is building the Kalim. And in terms of the Diyuk, so if you look in the Radvaz, he already says, and I assume this is what he's coming to explain, he says that the Rambam writes, HaKol Nikra Mikdash, is was Le'inyana Asurim Likanis HaMikdash. That not that this is the Beis HaMikdash, this makes up the Beis HaMikdash and the Kalim don't. The Rambam just wants to, he's telling you what makes up the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so those who have an Isser Knisa will know where not to go in.
Yeah. Can you just clarify how you know there's a difference between the Svar and Oak? Like, the Svar is talking about the reason for the Kira, and the Rambam is talking about, like, the Rambam says that the Shiva Kalim are part of the Mikdash. How do you know he's arguing the Svar and Oak?
I'm going to try to bring that out soon, but, yeah. Okay. So again, the passage of the Rambam is that he's saying that these Shiva Kalim are cooler than the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira, and this includes the Kiyar as well. And the Igros HaGrid, the Rav, formulated this clearly. Right, V'hinei mizeh sh'vein ha-keil ne'ilu mon ha-ramam gam ha-pir v'akano. Mavur de-din Kiyar lo ne'mar rak b'hekshar kiddush adam reglayim, elo du-kiyam b'fnei atzmo shel klei mikdash. Another, the Ramam also in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yuches, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, also seems to say this clearly. Ramam is talking about Lina, so the Ram there is talking about the Mukhni, his unclear sheet of what he held about the Mukhni, I'll come to that later, but he says the Mukhni was Hichol, Kadesh Loyu, Hamayim, Shaban, Ifsalm, Balina, Shakir, Mikleya Kodesh, Umikdash, right? First of both, the Kir is being Mikleya Kodesh, Umikdash, again, highlights the fact that the Ram views the Kir as one of the clay Mikdash. What exactly does it mean that it's one of the clay Mikdash? I think this is Pasha, but the Rav spells this out, that the Rambam understood, that right, the Rav points out, the Mishnah in Tamid describes how they would take out 93 kalim a day for the daily avodah. So what makes these Shiva kalim different than those? So he suggests that it's based on the fact that these seven kalim have a kviyas makom, the fact that the Torah delineates the makom for where they should be, so that the Rambam understood to mean that these are definitional into making up the Beis HaMikdash, but the kalim that don't have a kfiyas makom, so that they're not viewed as the same, they're not viewed in the same category as these seven. The Ramban, in that Sagus there, so the Ramban argues on the Ramban, he says, no, there's no, including the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not building the kalim, and the Ramban, the exception of the Arun, he says that they are not count. We don't count them as mitzvahs of themselves. Rather, they're just hechsherim for whatever avoda you're supposed to do. So, for example, the mitzvah you have to build a shulchan in order to be able to do the mitzvah of sidur lechem apanim, or build a menorah in order to do the hadlaka. One of the questions that he asks on the Rambam is that he's right that the kalim are part of the mikdash. So, why should halacha be that makri and alchav be shein bias, which the Rambam himself does pass like. If the bais is not ma'akev, so then the kalim are not as well. So the Megillas Esther there writes for the Rambam that Rambam's right. We makir even though there's no kalim, even though there's no bais. But the way to understand the Rambam is that his lashon is well yimna meyosim chalakim shrei kama darim yesha inam ma'akvin davar acher veim chalakim kama tchelus va'alavon sheinam ma'akvin zedzeh v'chol echem mehem uchelik mitzvah sitzes. Meaning you could have the building the kalim are part of the mitzvah of building the base of mikdash. They're just not ma'akev, but having the kalim there, the kiyumam, that's the full kiyum hamitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. So now, what would be a potential nachmiyah between these two approaches of the Rambam and the Sforno and the Ramban to the kiyur? So one nachmiyah could be the question of the brisker of andaf chav. So there, the Gemara is talking about the mukhni, that they lower the kiyur into the well nazara, and then bring it up in the morning in order to avoid the psul lina. So the Bris Rav asks, he says, "The tzarich lien came into bedin beis habechira yesh gam din the kiyor vekano v'in kim alayla eichayu misalkin a kiyor v'mesa mikdash holabesa v'chir tzarekam kiyor vekano. So the risker of asked, how could they lower the kiyor into the home? Aren't you now being mevato the mitzvah of binyan v'esa v'chir? So I think poshut that this is not a kasha according to the Ramban. He didn't view the kalim as part of the as making up the structure of the beis avachira. So of course you're not being mevatel the mitzvah beis avachira by lowering the kiyor. But I think you could suggest that maybe according to the Sforno, that again the whole idea of the kalim and the bais is to bring hashras hashchina. So what would be a bittel beis hamikdash? Not losing hashras hashchina. So if the kiyor is not part of that, it's not bringing the Ashras Hashchina, so maybe you could suggest, according to him, that there wouldn't be a bittel beis habechira, because even if you lowered the kior, there wouldn't be the Ashras Hashchina would still be there. That's one possible nachamina you could say, and that's not focused. How does the Ram answer the question? So already in the briskerov, in the brackets over there, he suggests, based on the Gemara and Chav Dalet, that David HaMelech was already Mekadesh, he was Mekadesh the home, so even the areas underneath the Azara were had Kedusha. Another answer could be that, again, it's not clear what the Rambam held the Mukhni was. The Kesef Mishnah says, Rambam just quotes two different Pirushim, if the Mukhni was just a separate Kli Chol that was next to the Kior, or if the Rambam in Hilkos in the Smikdash does imply that they'd actually be lowered into the ground. So if the Mukhni is just the Kli Chol, they wouldn't actually lower the Kior, so great, so then they didn't lower the Kior, the whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground. And if they did lower, so then you have this answer to the Brisker Rav that even the Tahom had Kedusha. So one question we still have to answer is, according to the Sforno, yeah. You're saying that, like, if we took all the kelim out of the mikdash,
it would be problematic to put into a boat, but it's not a bittul of the mitzvah.
Well, what if I took a wall out? Meaning, if I took the walls out,
part of the Rambam problem is not just the Beis Avachira is not just an instrument. If you look at Sefer Mitzvos, Chasam Lachem, and a bunch of other things, you know, some people took it.
The part that just bothered me is like there's no binyan in it. It's not like a binyan. You're not doing mitzvah.
I know, but the binyan is not a problem. The Rambam also thinks that having a place which is a mukhan, not so that you can do the avoda only, but doing the avoda as part of the shiur of what makes the place. I'm just saying, if you look at all the rabbis, and say, well, it's Malachim, it's a Torah, then it sounds like having that chepza is important.
Because he quotes the Shechad Yizokha? Because he, in the Hilchos Malachim, because the Rambam quotes the Shechad Yizokha. That's what he thinks.
Yeah, and also, there's overlap.
Okay, fine. So according to the Sforno, the fact that the Kior has its own, is written separately, has its own Tzibin Parsh Kisi, so it's Gishmak. That's That's his proof that it's fundamentally different than other kelim. But what about, according to the Rambam, why is it tzivoy to build a kiyor bin separately from the other kelim? So I didn't see anyone, Mefarshim asked this question explicitly, please let me know. I didn't see anyone talk about this directly, but one direction you could go on is based on Rashi al-Torah. Okay, so there, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, when the Torah is giving the exact amount, is detailing the exact amounts of the Nefoshes and the Zav and the Kesef that Klal Yisrael donated toward building the Mishkan, so the Torah there is enumerating the exact amounts of each material that was given, and which parts of the Mishkan were made from which material. So for Nefoshes, the Torah says that how much Nefoshes atnufa shivim kikar v'alpayim v'arbam yo shekel, and which parts of the Mishkan did they use to make from that nechosha. So it says, "Vayaspas ane pesach ol moed, eismis bach nechosha, v'smichvar nechosha shirlo, v'skol koyam zbeach, then in lamed aleph, v'es ane achatzir saviv, ane shar achatzir, v'skol yistos ha-mishkan, v'skol yistos achatzir saviv." So which part of the Mishkan that was made from nechosha is missing here? The kiyum. Kiyum is not on this list of the things that they made from this specific nedav and nechosha. So why is the kiyum missing? So Rashi in Vayakel explains, famous Rashi about the mirrors. So Rashi there on the pasuk where it says how they when they did make the kiyor, it says Vayasas akir nechoshes veskano nechoshes b'maros atzobos asher tzavu pesach olmoy. So the Torah says that the kiyor was made from the nechoshes of the maros atzobos that first Moshe didn't want to use, but then Hashem said no, this is the greatest thing, you should use those. So that's what say Klal Yisrael. So then Rashi there on that pasuk is coming to say, how do we know that these are maros mamish, that they actually had, you know, substance to them? So Rashi says, "V'teido chashin maros mamish, shreinemar nechoshes, shreinemar nechoshes atznufa shivim kikar." Right, the pasuk we saw before, when it lists the things they made from the nechoshes atznufa, right? The kiyor v'kano lo hiskru sham. It doesn't say that the kiyor and kano were made from that nechoshes. It must be that they were made from the nechoshes of these maros. It must be that these maros actually were nechoshes maros, and that's how they made the kiyor. Where else would the nechoshes come from? It's not listed over there. So what's Rashi saying? That the nechoshes hatnufa was not what, they did not make the kiyor from the nechoshes hatnufa. The nechoshes hatnufa was what they collected back from Parshas Truma. Right, when Hashem said, those are Josa Truma, shertichum itam, zav, kazav, and nechoshes. And then he said, vasulim mikdash. So you could say based off Rashi that maybe the kiyor to build the kiyor was written in a separate parsha to hide the fact that the nechoshes that's going to be donated towards this kli is going to be different than the nechoshes that was donated for the other kli. One suggestion you could say for the Rama. Okay. So another nafkamina between these two approaches to the role of the kiyor in comparison to the other kli, I think you could say is the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban, about the mitzvah of kiddush yadayim raglayim. So it says the Ramban that when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush yadayim raglayim, there's no mitzvah at all that has to be done from the kiyor. If the kohen did it from any other kli sharis, that also would be great. Says the Ramban, v'arachitza hi mitzvah. The mitzvah is kiddush yadayim raglayim. Aval kiyor tziva bo lazmana ve'eno ma'akev lo lamitzvah. The kiyor is just, Hashem said, practically, so you have it. The water there, ready for to use. But there's no mitzvah to use the kiyor. And what's his raya? Kihine biyom ha-kipurim kohen gadol mekadesh yada v'ragva mikiton shel zav shei osam l'chvodo. Avolamana mena kiyor shetzirich l'kli. Says Ramban, if it was true that there was a mitzvah to use the kiyor over other kli sharis, then why in Yom Kippur would the kohen gadol use the kiton shel zav? In Yom Kippur you want to do the mitzvah l'chachila for sure. So why would the kohen gadol use the kiton? Elamai, says Ramban, it must be. There's no mitzvah at all to use the kiyor of any other kli sharis. This is also the Shita of the Riva there in Tosos in Yuma on Mendalim and Beis. Right, when the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol would do Kiddush Adarim, Kiddush from the Kiton Shel Zav, so the Riva says, Damar Perek Sheni Tizvachim, the Bechol Sharis Mekadish Tzuchsev Yerk Tzul Rabo Sharkli Sharis. Right, first our Gemara, and I assume what he means is that you see from our Gemara, there's a Rivoy that you can use other Kli Sharis, not just the Kiyor. So great, of course the Kohen Gadol could use the Kiton Shel Zav. But comes the Rambam in B'yas Mikdash Hey Yud, and he says there's a mitzvah l'chachila to use the kiyor. Says the Rambam, mitzvah l'kadish me'a kiyor, In Kiddush Me'achad HaKlishares, Harei Zekasher. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah chachila to use the kior and b'diavad from other klishares. So I want to present five questions on this Rambam. So number one, the Kesef Mishnah says that the makor for the Rambam that there's a mitzvah chachila to use the kior and b'diavad from other klishares is from our Gemara, from the Riboy of Yerchatul Rabbos Klishar. So question number one is, why did the Rambam learn the Gemara like that? Why did the Rambam learn that the drush of Yerchatul Rabbos Klisharis is meant to be understood on a bidyavid level, but the Hachili should still use the kior? The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kufav also says the Hachila, you should be Mekadish from the Mea Kior. The Chinuch writes, Midini HaMitzvah, Shemitzvah Lekadish HaMea Kior, Bim Kidesh Me'echa Miklisharis Kasher Dyavid, Avlo Miklichol V'Bidyavid, and Mincha Chinuch right there, he points out that this is also the Shita of the Rambam, and he brings the Ramban, and his Raya from Yuma. So we'll have as a second question, how does the Rambam respond to the Ramban's Raya from Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol being the Kaddish from the Kiton Shalzah? Then we have the Kasha of the Raya. In the next Halacha, on Halacha Yad Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hitul Yadav Ragva B'mei Mikvah Afil B'mayin Ein Zeh Kiddush Kal Ashi Yirchas Be the Kli V'Cholki HaKodesh Mekadshin Bein Sheyesh B'Raviyas Ubein Shein Bo Raviyas. The Rambam says you could use any clay kodesh to be Mekadesh. Doesn't matter what shear it has. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says you can only use that small type of kli when it's kodeach. Why does the Rambam leave out the whole kimta from the Gemara of kodeach besocha? And then another question that Achronim here asked, the Maftei, they quoted the Chastei David, Chaim Kanievsky, the Rav here asked this, and Igor Sagrir, the Mechaz Avram, a lot of Achronim asked this question, that the Rambam in these two halachos seems to be Sosra himself. That as Ram in halacha Yud, the Rambam seems to say that to use other klisharis for kiddush adam raglayim is vidyaved. But here in halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is right. So b'chol ki hakodesh mekadshin, sounds like it's saying that even on a level of hachila, you can use other klisharis. And then the final question is the Minchas Avram asks from the Yerushalmi in Yuma. So going on the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would be Mekadish from the Kitan Shel Zav, so the Yerushalmi there has the following machlokas. Rabbi Yonah holds that he would be Mekadish from the Kitan, Chutz Mikiddush HaRishon, which was from a Kior. And Rabbi Yozi holds, no, even the first Kiddush was from the Kitan Shel Zav. So the Yerushalmi there asks on Rabbi Yonah, how could you say that he would only use the kiyur for the first kiddush? The Brisa says called kelim ruim mekadesh. And the more answer is chutz mikiddush harishon, that you could use other kelim for every kiddush besides the first kiddush. Then the Yerushalmi asks on Rabbi Yossi, how could Rabbi Yossi say he could be mekadesh from the kiton even for the kiddush harishon akir va'akan? The Brisa says akir va'akan ma'akfin, which for now the Gemara assumes means you have to use the kiyur. And the Yerushalmi answer is Pater Lu Mekoman Ma'akiv. And the Korban Edo gives two explanations, two possibilities what that means. Either means you can only be Mekadesh. It's not saying that you can't be Mekadesh from other Klisharis, but it's just in what makes up the Kior and the Khan. You can only have a Khan if the Kior is there, and you can only have a Kior if the Khan is there. And the second possibility he suggests is that if the Kior and the Khan are not Bimkoman, then you cannot use the other Klisharis for Kiddush Adar Raglach. So it says Minchas Avram, Pashas in the Yerushalmi is that they're arguing about, is there a mitzvah l'chachila to be Mekadish from the Kiyor or not? Rabbi Yonah is saying there is a mitzvah, and therefore he said that the first Kiddush has to be done from the Kiyor. And Rabbi Yonah says, no, there's no mitzvah to Mekadish from the Kiyor over any other Klisharis, and it can all be done from the Kiton Shalzah. So if so, says Minchas Avram, if the Rambam holds in Bias Mikdash that there's a mitzvah l'chachila to be Mekadish from the Kiyor, then seemingly the Rambam should say that the first Kiddush of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur should be from the Kiyor. But the Rambam in Hilchos Avos Yom Kippur in Perek Beis Halchei, it sounds like that all the Kiddushim for the Kohen Gadol were done from the Kiyor. The Rambam writes, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yod V'Ragol Min HaKiyor K'shar Kohanim V'Yom Mekadish Mikitan Shazal Mishum Kvodo. The Rambam is mashma very much that all the Kiddushim were done from the Kiton. So if the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah l'chachila to be Mekadish from the Kiyor, what about this Yerushalmi? So the Rav, a lot of Achronim say the following. They say that we have to be mechalik within Kiddush Adar Raglayim, we have to be mechalik between where is the water coming from? Where is the water hooked us? And the actual Maisa Kiddush. They point out that when you read the Rambam Halacha Yud, what does the Rambam say? He writes, Mitzvah L'Kaddish Mimei HaKiyur. Dafka emphasizing the word Mimei, as opposed to saying Mitzvah L'Kaddish Min HaKiyur. So the Rav explained that here in Halacha Yud, the Rambam, when he's describing what's the Mitzvah L'Chachila of the Kiyur, what he means to say that the Mitzvah L'Chachila is to use Mei Kiyur. But if I would take the Mei Kiyur and put it into another Kli, and be Mekaddish from that, that would still be a fulfillment of the mitzvah lechachila of being Mekaddish from the kiyur. And when in Halacha Yud, when the Rambam is saying that other klisharis are sharing, he means when that klisharis is the original source of that mine. If you use a klisharis to Mekaddish the mine for Kiddush HaRam HaGoyim, so then you're only fulfilling the mitzvah b'diyevet. So in Halacha Yud Aleph, when the Rambam's lashon is mashma lashon of lechachila v'chol klisharis mekadshin, that's referring to a case where the klisharis already has mekir, it has mekir in it, and therefore lechachila you can use that to fulfill the mitzvah of being mekadesh from the kiur. Just interesting, Reb Chaim Kayevsky is sefer, the Maftar referred to as sefer Nachal Eson, Hilchos Ezra Arufa. So he pointed two interesting marmakomos that highlight this chiluk between the mekir versus the actual ma'isa kiddush. The reason why it comes up there is because there's four shitos in the Rishonim, but the Nusach HaBracho that the Zekanim made when they would wash their hands in the Nachal before Egla Rufa. So Reb Chaim, he brings up this Rambam, he says this Chiluk, and he quotes a Ravan in Chulin coming to explain why the Bracha we make is Al Natilas Yadayim. So the Ravan says, Amay Mevarach Al Natilas Yadayim, Ki Kli Ha'i B'Mikdash U'Nat L'Shmo, U'Menu Ha'yunol Min Yadayim Me'akiyur. So the Ravan just describes the Metzias and the Mikdash was that they would fill up a kli from the kiur and use that for Kiyush Adar Maglaim. So Chaim asks, but what about the Rambam? Is there a mitzvah l'chila to Mikdash and the kiur? So, okay, maybe the Ravan doesn't hold like the Rambam, but Reb Chaim says, if we want to, shtim the Ravan and the Rambam together, so with this chilek, it's gishmak, because as long as the Mei kiur were in that kli sharis, that would still be a fulfillment of a mitzvah l'chachila. And then Reb Chaim points out that if you look in the Targum Yonason, in Parshas Ki Sisa, on the pasuk Barachatzu Aron Ubanu Mimenu, so Targum Yonason says he's been targeting the pasuk to say they'd actually use another kli, they would fill up another kli from the kiyur, right? The yistam minei v'netila dekai v'katshon v'moi. So the netila is again this kli. They would, the actual description of mimenu of the mekadesh from the kiyur, according to the Targum Yonason, is actual filling up another kli with the mekiyur and using it for kiddush. So coming back to the Rambam, so with this chiluk between the Maisa Kiddush and where the Maim came from, so the Rav and the other Rachonim say this will also answer the Kasha of the Ramban from the Mishnah and Yuma. Right? That we could say for the Rambam, of course you're still fulfilling the mitzvah l'chachila. The Kiton Shel Zav, where did it come from? Where did the Maim come from? They would fill up the Kiton from the Kiyur itself. So we're fulfilling the mitzvah of l'chachila of Kiddush HaRam HaGoyim, and at the same time, we're showing kavod to the Kohen Gadol by using the Kiton Shel Zav. And I found that if you look in the Piskei Rid, the Yerniuma, he says this beferish. Piskei Rid, Amen Dalamelav, says that Hayom Kiton Shel Zav, Perish Lo Haya, the Mekadish Men Adash Shel Kiyur, El Kiton Shel Zav, Hayom Emal Men Akiyur, Uemal Nimadu. So you could say that he just practically, that was the best option, but in light of the Rambam, in light of the fact that there is a mitzvah chachila to mekadesh from the kiyur, so maybe the Piskei Rid is saying, on a more fundamental level, that they would dafka make sure to fill up the kiton shel zav from the kiyur in order to still fulfill the mitzvah chachila. Yeah.
Just in terms of the skill, so within the lashon of Rambam, it's a bit funny, right? Because he said mitzvah mekadesh from the kiyur, meaning mekadesh from the kiyur, which is mekadesh from the kiyur. So the safe right at the end of that one.
He should say it. Yeah.
Although then the Rambam continues, Abo Kleachal Inu Mekadshin, so whether the Kleachal and Mekadsh the Mayim, not the way, or the ability to use them?
Yeah, I thought the klichol was a good raya for this.
Yeah,
this klichol.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
But you're saying that if imkidesh sounds like the maisa. That's what you're saying. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not a kasha, but it's interesting. Like you would have thought that the Mishnah Yoma, if you explain why Yom Kippur was different, if you could explain that, then it would actually be absent the chiluk you're making now, would have been a good marker for the Rambam. Like, Chol Yom they would use the kiyor because it's like a reason to use the kiyor. Where are we now? Like it's like the mikra that they use the kiyor. It happens to be like they use the kiyor every day. But there's actually no reason for that. There's no deepness in that anymore. Right, if what the chiluk the Mishnah described,
right,
now,
have to say the Rambam,
it's not where they got the water. It's not where they got the water from.
Right.
What clearly used, so that there was no actual feeling
right.
Doing that. It just happened to be. It's okay, yeah. It just happened to be.
Right. I mean, I don't know if the Rambam holds to this idea that they would always use a separate kli every day and fill it up from the kiyor.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, the Mishnah, if you're going to say that the Mishnah means what kli did they physically pour the water from, and that's all it means, but either way, they're getting the water from the kiyor.
Right.
Then the first part of the Mishnah says every day they use the kiyor must mean they use the kiyor for the
right.
For the pizza.
Right.
Which, there's no reason for that. It just happened to be.
That's true from the Rambam also.
I'm saying that absent this chiluk, you would have said that's a mock from the Rambam. Probably without the use of the kiyor. That falls off then.
Right.
As well.
Yeah. It's a big cliché, it's a big cliché. It's the other. That supports the chiluk. Maybe that's the nice.
Right.
Which
part
of the
Rambam
is
it? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going back to the Rambam's kasha about why the Rambam leave out Kodeach, so the Kesef Mishnah, he wants to suggest as follows. He wants to say that he points out that this Rambam is like a funny Rambam. It's not a classic Rambam in the sense that he's coming to ask a kasha. He thinks that the Rambam here is coming to mivayir divrei Rambam. He says that the Rambam is not daf leaving out Kodeach. The Rambam does agree that a shar kli sharis wouldn't need the shear dal kohanim, but if you're going to use a smaller kli, then it has to be kodeach. And the way you do the Rambam is v'chol kli hakodesh v'kachin bein sheish v'nervias bein shen v'nervias, and the Rambam is just adding on as like a tosefes beer. I think that's the lashon of the Kesef Mishnah as v'kodeach min akir sheish bo l'kadesh imenu dal kohanim. So you know it's a little hard to say that the Rambam, you would want the Rambam to have spelled that out. Also in halachah gimel, the Rambam when the Rambam quotes the shear, the Rambam says, "Kama mayim tzrichon lios bekiur." So and ing pachos mikidei lekayish men adal konim. So you know there the Rambam daf uses the word kiur. According to Kesef Mishnah, you know you would want him to say other you know klisharis on its own as well. If you look in the Karen Ora here, so the Karen Ora he says no. He says the Rambam did not bring the ukinta of kodeach because the Rambam holds that was rejected in the shock of attire of the Gemara, meaning. The Gemara said you need the shear dal kohanim. Then the Gemara asked, but we have the brisa that says kol kelim mekachin. First the Gemara asked the kodeach b'socho. Then the Gemara asked b'menu, and then the Gemara had the riboy. So the Karen Ora says that the Rambam read the Gemara straight. That once we say we have the riboy of the Rabbos klisharis, we no longer need to say that the brisa it says you can use any kli is talking about the kodeach b'socho. And what comes out halacha according to the Rambam is that it's only the kiyor that you have this halacha of ashir dal kohanim, but when it comes to other kli sharis, right, there is no the shear is not set. Going back to the Yerushalmi, so the Minchas Avram based on this chiluk that we're making between the Maisa versus the Hakdash Shemaim, so the Minchas Avram suggests that now we could have a totally new understanding of the Yerushalmi. That really, you could say, both shitos there agree that there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh from the kiyor over other kli sharis. But what's their homachlokas? Their homachlokas is does both the act and the Hakdash Shmaim need to be from the Kiyur? Or no, you could have this Chiyuv that we're making, you'd have, as long as you have the May Kiyur in the Kli, that would suffice. So if that's the case, says the Michas Avram, the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Yossi, that even the first Kiddush was done from the Kiton, but L'Chachila, that was still doing the Mitzvah L'Chachila, because again, it had the May Kiyur, that's still fulfillment of Mimed. And based on this, the Minchas Avram says we could have a different understanding than what the Korban Eda said into Hakir Ba'akan Mekomim Ma'akiv. Right, again, that the Yerushalmi asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, how could you say that you can use the Kiton the whole time? What about Hakir Ba'akan Mekomim Ma'akiv? So the Yerushalmi had answered that Mekomim Ma'akiv. So the Minchas Avram says that once we're saying now that even according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a mitzvah l'chachila to mikdash from the kiyur. So what the brisa could mean, mekom ma'akev, meaning that when does the mayim have a shein kiyur? When do we say that now you're fulfilling the mitzvah l'chachila even when you're using another kli sharis that has may kiyur in it? When the kiyur is in the proper makom that the Torah is delineated for the kiyur to be, bein ulam mizbeach. So when you take the mayim from a kiyur in that spot, now it has a shein may kiyur, and now you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So now that we have this chiluk and the different mahakam, the Kesef Mishnah and the Karen Oro, we want to understand why did the Rambam learn the Riboy as being only Bidiyevet? Why did the Rambam say there's a mitzvah chachila to use the kiyur? So one possible svara, I think you could say, is based on what we've been talking about, what the Rambam held about the role of the kiyur in the Mikdash. Right, we saw that the Rambam held that the kiyur is not just stam kli sharis, but it's one of the kli mikdash and plays a role in defining the mikdash as a beis hamikdash. And as we were talking about before, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira says that the beis hamikdash, right, mitzvah sase lasos beis lashem muchan lios makriven bo akarbanos, that a primary function of the beis hamikdash is to be a place that's muchan lios makriven bo akarbanos. So what that means now is that the Rambam views these Shiva Kalim as helping define that status, as saying these are the Shiva Kalim that we're going to have in the Beis HaMikdash that are going to be definitional to making the Beis HaMikdash a Makam Roy La'avoda. And then in the Sefer HaMitzvos, again, the Rambam emphasizes the Beis HaMikdash as being a Makam La'avoda. In the Kavach condition, he says, the Hatzivush and Tzivanu Lasos Beis HaAvoda. So, Bechora, if the Rambam views the clay mikdash, the seven clay mikdash, as being definitional into making the Beis HaMikdash a place that's muchan for avoda, so then I think it's very mistaber to say that these are the shiva kalim that Hashem wants you to be doing the avoda with. Right? It'd be very strange if the halacha would be that the mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMikdash and just includes these kalim. These kalim define it as a makom hamikdash, but you could ignore them. Right? You don't have to use the kiyur. So I think the fact that the Rambam understood that the kiyur, the other kelim, make up, they define the mikdash as being a makom haroi, hamuchan, lios makom v'karbonos, as being a place for that avoda, so then, mistaber that these are the kelim that should be involved in doing that avoda. I think in halacha vav, the Rambam is emphasizing this. When the Rambam is delineating the shiva kelim, so he doesn't just list the kelim, he also, except for the menorah, but he lists the tachlis of the kelim, right? The Rambam says, osa mikdash kelim, right, mizbech la'ola or shar karbanos. Right, the kavish olam bolam mizbech. Right, the kir v'kano l'kadi shemenu pakohanim yidayim v'raglayim. Right, and then mizbech la'kitores. Menorah v'shulchan, he says in the next halacha for the seder lechem apanim, he leaves out the menorah, which I guess is a question you have to ask why he left out the hadlaka. But I think that the fact that the Rambam is not just telling you which kelim are there, but he's also saying, you know, the tachlis, what they're meant to be, is highlighting this idea again that these kalim ideally should be the ones that we should be doing the avodah with. Yeah.
Couldn't it be the exact opposite though? The step one is that you have the chachilah, you use the kiyur for whatever reason, and that's what elevates it into the club based on the kiyur. Right, the fact that the chachilah are supposed to be mekadesh that rabbi from the kiyur. Makes it part of what defines it as
smukha,
as opposed to
the other. Right. What I'm saying is that the Rambam read the drasha as only saying b'di'evet because You can't have a Matthias where you're gonna be ignoring the Kior. It has to be that the Kior is some Mimenu has to be there. You have to have the Kior always involved in the Kiddush Aragon, ideally. So
what would that instead also the Maisa?
So you have to say that it's enough, meaning since we don't wanna the goal here is to make sure that the Kior is part of every Kiddush Aragon. So as long as the Maya, once the Maya has the Shema Kior, so that shows we're using the Kior, right? We're not ignoring the Kior. The Kior is very much involved here. The Maya came from the Kior. That's it. That's it. Yeah.
That was what I was going to clarify. You are using the Makior.
Right.
But you're not doing,
the Maya right. with it.
Yeah.
That's not and considered
right.
ignoring.
But that's not, you're not using Makior. Yeah.
Very small. Maybe the menorah just had like a lot of books.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, when someone can give a chumra on the menorah, save John Israel. Yeah, yeah. So that's I think the Rambam read this Gemara. But going to the Ramban, if you learn like the Ramban that the Kalim are just hechsherim for their various halachos, for their various mitzvos, so then you wouldn't read the Gemara like that, right? Going back to the Ramban. The Ramban, he says, "Eina hechsher mitzvah acheres ki menorah mizbechus v'shulchan." The Minchas Chinuch, when he's explaining the view of the Ramban, so he says, "The menorah it's midinei mitzvah shadlakos neiros, right?" And so too, the kior midinei mitzvah shorachitzes adarim raglayim. The kior is just a hechsher. So presumably, when the Ramban read this Gemara, he doesn't talk about this Gemara, but the Ramban, and I think Tosfos and Yuma is clear about this. That they'll read the Gemara as no, the Riboy is just widening the Hechsher. The mitzvah is Kiddush Adarim Raglayim. So if you read the Torah says use a Kior. And then we have the Drasha widening that to say you don't have to only use the Kior, you could also use other Klisharis. One more Arish, just going back to the Kenor, I think this Hezber, this Hezber that we're saying for the Rambam, would also helps us understand the Kenor. That, and I think if you read the Kenor carefully, I think he's saying this, but the Karanor again learned that the Rambam was saying what? That the Shir Dalid only applies to the Kior and not to Kli Shari. So the fact that the Shir Dalid is the Torah saying that Dafka by the Kior, again, that highlights the fact that it's ideally the Kior that we want to be using, and that's what has to have a larger Shir. That's what we want most of the Kohanim to be using. Yeah.
Just having the point that I think it's a sinner. Need to say that now because a cure lepachot is a klisharis, right? So let's say cure didn't have shear, they doubt.
Yeah. So.
So if there is, let's say cure had less than shear doubt.
Yeah.
Then it at least would be a klisharis.
Right.
A
but.
So that proves the point that you're making.
Right. And then I was thinking that, I mean, according to what I'm saying, you can still argue there should be a mitzvah hachila because you're still using the cure. I mean, if it's not
right.
using the cure, so even when it doesn't have the shear. You're still using the cure at the end of the day.
It's not necessarily
like,
a cure.
Yeah,
how
she a cure?
Right.
You're saying the definition to the cure is having
well,
the
shear
is
the
small
cup. And it fits with what you're saying, that the fact that you have a special shear of Kinidala proves that there is something
right,
more.
Right, right, right.
But the shear is the shear of the mayim or of the cure?
I mean,
that
has to be that the shear mayim makes up the cure. I mean, we can't say it's around that. It's more about the mukum and.
Do you have to say that? I don't know.
It's hamish a cure, it just doesn't have a mayim.
Sorry?
There's less water in it, so it loses its chain kior.
Or make kior.
It's a large part. No, but I don't know. I think I missed something. If it doesn't have a shear of dalet condoms, the water in the vessel is not enough water. That makes the vessel not a kior anymore?
Or the water isn't considered to be a Scottish make kior. If you use that water, would it be a valid kiddush adayim red line? Maybe you have a klishar is?
Yeah.
Probably. Why would it be? It's Klisharis.
Yeah.
Did
you have
a Kiddush
Adarim Raglayim?
Yeah.
It's Klisharis.
So
there's
a reason why it
shouldn't
be.
Okay. That's not a Lechitchila of the Kiyur. That's a Lechitchila of
Shir
Dalet Kohen.
I don't know. I think that's what you have to say. The Kiyur only gets the status of, especially with the Yisrael's deal, that it's about the mayim from the cure, not per se taking it from the chavza directly, it's in the skadish kamei cure when it's kedal. That's what the pasuk tells me. That the cure reaches the status when it has four kohanim, today four kohanim.
I think that's not supposed to say that, right?
which you have lechatchila if you didn't know.
The Shir Dalet.
The Shir Dalet.
Right.
It's interesting, he doesn't mention it though, because he doesn't mention it. Unless he just assumed that's part of the question.
And you'd give up. One more raya that you could bring to this idea that there's do the kiyur status as being one of the chayim mikdash, that therefore there's a dafka mitzvah to use the kiyur, could be from the Rav referred to this, the Mishnah in Sota, the Brisker Rav in Sota, there's a little more clear on it, but the Griz in Sota on Tezvav and Beis. So the Mishnah in Sota there is describing the achana of the Mei Sota. So the Mishnah says, how you may be pili shel cheres chadasha, benosim lasocha chatzilog mayim min akiyur, that they would put into the from the kiyur. So the question is, why does the water have to come from the kiyur? So if you look at Rashi there, he says that the Torah describes Mesota as Mayim Kedoshim. And Pashas and Rashi there, I think it's not, he says, yeah, it's not only the kiyur that you could take the water from, any klisharis that's Mekadesh the Mayim you could use as the Mayim. What's the Makor that you, Mayim Kedoshim means Mayim from a kli that was makdash to mayim, so he quotes the Sifri. The Sifri says, "Ein mayim kedoshim ela shekidshu b'kli, ve'elu heim elu mei kiyur." So the Brisker Rav says that Rashi must have read the Sifra that the elu heim is not defining, you know, what are the mayim kedoshim mei kiyur. It's just giving you a mar makom defined mayim kedoshim is mayim in the kiyur. But in a time you could take any kli that was makadish mayim, you could use that for the mei sota. But then The Brisker Rav pointed out that if you look in the Targum on that pasuk, so what does the Targum say? It's the Targum Mayim Kedoshim as Mei Kiyur, which is mashma, that's dafka, water from the Kiyur that you're supposed to use for Mei Sota. And it doesn't say Mayim that was Niskadish Bekli. So what's pshat? Why should it matter? Why should you use Mayim from the Kiyur over any other klisharis? So, Griz gets into, we're not getting into this for now, about different, whether Mesota needs Kedusha. Then, as a second Mahalath, he says the following. He says, Ubiyosir Nira, that why do you need from the Kiyor? Ubiyosir Nira, Dezeu Halacha Dedafka Ba'inon Mei Kiyor Kimo Shabayinon Afar Mikarka Mishkan Hachanami Ba'inon Mayim Kedoshim Hei Mei Kiyor Dein Mayim Kedoshim Vezeu Shetargim Unkelis Mayim Kedoshim. So, the Griz compared the need for Mayim Kedoshim to also the need that we need Afar Mikarka HaMishkan. So I was thinking that to say this, you know, in the Ramban's world would be difficult. Well, according to Ramban, what makes the Kiyur more Mikdash-y, I guess, than any other Klisharis, right? But according to the Ramban, that the Kiyur is definitional to creating the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so then you could say such a Mahalach that you dafka need water of the Mikdash, and that would, the first stop to find that would be from the kiyur. So now, I want to take this back to Shitas Rashi. So again, going with this chiluk again between the Maisa versus the Hakdashas Mayim, I think also it seems to be clear in Rashi. So there seems to be a number of difficult Rashis in light of that Mishnah in Yom. Again, the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol Mikadosh Mekiton Shalzav. So the Rashi in Yuma on Yadaf Yates seems to contradict that. Rashi writes, where would he wash from? Yadarago min ha-kiyur. He would do the kiddushin from the kiyur. And Rashi al-Torah also, Rashi al-Torah in Vayikra Tezayin Dalad, also writes that the kiddushin were from the kiyur. So Rashi is fairish against the Mishnah on Mem Yimel. So what's the answer for Rashi? So Jared showed me the Yavit says this, but already the Chizkuni, right there in on Chumash says, what's Pshan? Rashi, Mashapirish Rashi, the Kiddush is Yad of Ragum in a Kiyor, Hainu Mimayim Shebe Kiyor, right? The Chizkuni is saying that the Rashi holds of this Chiluk, that the they would fill up the keton with the mekior, and that's how he would do the kiddush yadayim raglayim. So you have not just the piskei rib, but also the Rashi, according to Chizkuni, is saying the same chil. So, if in light of what we've said in the Rambam, you could say that it's not just a practical thing. You say, no, Rashi held to this idea that mitzvah l'chachila to use the kiyor, and therefore on Yom Kippur we want to accomplish both giving kavod to the Kohen Gadol and the mitzvah l'chachila of kiddush yadayim raglayim. So you would dafka fill the kiyor from the kiton shelves up. And taking this back to Rashi in our sugya, so I think that's the yisha for Rashi from the Kasha of Tosas. Again, Rashi learned that the chiddush of the Braisa was that kol kelim mekadshim, they're mekadish the mayim, mekadish esedayim raglayim. Rashi learned that the whole sugya here is not discussing the ability of, you know, to use kli sharis for the maisa kiddush, but for the kli sharis being mekadish the mayim itself. So when Tosos asks on Rashi, when the Gemara asks the Hami Menu that's going on the Etzem Chish that a Klisharis can make Mayim Roy for Kiddush Daim Raglayim, what about the Mishan Yuma? So in light of what the Chizkuni is saying, you could just say, no, Rashi, according to Rashi, going into this sugi, it was Pasha to us that it's considered a mitzvah of L'chachila, a mitzvah of Mimenu, to use a Kli that was filled up from the Kiyor. The Iker Chiddush of our sugi is that the Klisharis on its own can create mine that's roi for kiddush yadayim raglayim. There's no kasha from the Mishnah in Yuma. There's a Rashi on Chaf of the Beis when the Gemara is talking about Yitzia, that if that passes kiddush yadayim raglayim. So Rashi there in Dibur Maskil Mekadosh B'Kli Sharis. So to say that Rashi holds this idea as a mitzvah chachila, you don't have to say that, right? Rashi there is just he seems to equate it to Okiro Kli Sharis Acher. Right, I mean, you could just say Rashi is just saying the din. You know, he doesn't have to tell you what's l'chafil v'devid, or you would want Rashi to do that. But even if Rashi is not subscribing to this to the Rambam sheet that the mitzvah l'chafila, so I still think it's so pashup shad is that what that Rashi understood that misvar when the Torah says mimenu, so using a klisharis with the water of the kiyor, that's still mimenu, and then our sugya is just being mechadish that. That's also good. Considered, it's also fulfillment for the mitzvah to use another kli sharis. But at the end of the day, is it a mitzvah achila? Is there a mitzvah achila b'dievi? You don't have to say that necessarily for Rashi. Then, just going now to Tosos. So we saw that Tosos had asked on Rashi that how could you say that mimenu is how could you learn mimenu is asking how could another kli sharis be mekadesh? What about the Mishnah and Yuma? So how does Tosos learn? So Tosos learns that what's the kasha mimenu? V'nir dekoya hai deshani b'kodeach misocho. The Gemara was asking on the chiddush of kodeach. What's kodeach according to Tosos? So Tosos in the next Dibur Maskil says what? Kodeach misocho perish in notal mimeimav b'klikatan. Tosos learns that kodeach is what? When you fill up the klikatan with the water from the kiyor. But what we can ask on Tosos, what about a kli sharis that you didn't fill up from the kiyor? How does Tosos know you can use such a kli? So going back to Tosos Gaha, so Tosos says, V'nir dekoya ha deshani b'kodeach misoch, u'parach v'amimeno amarachmara, de'im l'kadesh afila kodeach, ilim ken ye kamo shehi bo kishir. What does Tosos say? That the Gemara already knew before the Riboy, right, that you could only use another kli sharis if it would have the shir. Presumably Tosos learned that in Yuma, the Kiton Shelzav had the shear. But what you see from Tosos is that, and the Nativ highlights this, that how did Tosos know you can use another Kli Sharis as long as it has the shear? So the Merome Sada says, on Tosos, he says, Misvara. Why? Because Misvara, it's Mekadish the Mayim like the Kiyor. So you see from Tosos, number one, that the world of the Ramban, that the Kiyor is just the Hechsher. But I think it's in a bigger Kiddush than Ramban. We suggested from the Ramban that he read our Gemara, he read the Riboy as saying you could use other Kli Sharis. According to Tosos, already Misvara, the whole Etzem Parsha of Kiyor is Lav Dafka. When the Torah is describing the Kiyor, Tosos is saying Misvara, we know it doesn't only mean the Kiyor, it means any Kli Sharis that would have the Shear, which is a fascinating Chiddush of Tosos. Not Tosos and Yuma says differently. Tosos and Yuma said that the Riboy is telling us that I could use another Kli Sharis, while Tosos here, as clear from the Merome Sada, Misvara, they're saying we can use another kli sharis l'chachila as long as it have the proper shear. So just to be misakim, so we had two different ways of looking at the kiyor, and based on that, suggested three nafkaminas. Number one, is there a bittul based on mikdash if you lower it? Number two, is there a mitzvah hachila to mikdash from the kiyor? And number three, if the mesota would need to come from the kiyor or any other kli shart. It's also my last kapura. Minig is to say drush. I'm not going to say a fancy shtick of Torah, but I just want to express my amos hakar satov to Rebbe for giving me the opportunity to learn the kol for the past 3 years. Really, and all the a lot of hakar satov for all the Torah and helping parent kaburas and learning and all the guys. I want to thank you for all the pilpul and everything, and wish everyone continued hatzlacha for many years to come.
Who's next here?
Yeah, so he says the same part.
Right? He says it similarly, but I think he may have had a different verse than Rashi. Because he thinks Rashi was like Tosfos, really.
About what?
And it's about the shear.
I mean, Tosfos Girsa is right. But, yeah. No, I think that goes right here.
Right, yeah. I don't think, what was your insight? I didn't understand the song. I just saw it. He said what you said, and then he says more, and he says, like, really, Rashi holds that the Kiddun Shalom is Zog, and Shir Dalek. But that's not, but if Rashi, the Kiddun Shalom is Zog, had a Shir Dalek on it. So he has no Rashi? Yeah, so he has no Rashi. So he says, no Kasha me. Since you took it from the Kiyur, and the Kiddun Shalom had a Shir Dalek on it, so no Kasha me, the Kiyur Rashi. It doesn't fit with the way Tosis understood Rashi. He definitely says what you said, for sure.
That
you took it from there. But then at the end, I thought, I don't know, just curious. Right. I didn't have an insight.
Like,
sure, thank you.
Two o'clock, 2:15 the latest.
Yeah, I think I did that in the first one.